Bloomington Normal youth activists are continuing their fight for civic engagement of all ages, in particular against gun violence. Allie Beam is a senior at University High School. Gavin Cunningham is a junior at Normal West. In this interview with Charlie Schlenker, they talk about a shift in their efforts over the past year since the Parkland, Florida mass shooting. The second annual March for Our Lives is tomorrow at 5 p.m. outside the McLean County Museum of History. Gavin Cunningham says this year the youth activists are trying to take a local perspective on the issue.
Unlike last year, we were trying to take a more local perspective on the issue on both gun violence and also how we can make changes in our community specifically on how to change the amount of gun violence that has happened. Most certainly looking at there were almost a dozen deaths in this past year in Bloomington Normal that were by firearm. So we are looking to try to limit that number.
How? What has to be done?
So looking at statewide laws that have been passed already in this last year. A lot of it was started from the March for Our Lives. We've seen things like bump stocks be banned nationwide. Something that we are pushing for in Bloomington Normal and the rest of the state is to try to have some sort of law that would go forward that would stop weapons such as AR-15s being able to be used for public use, weapons that are semi-automatic that with certain tools and gadgets can be made into fully automatic weapons. And that can be used and have been used in a lot of the mass shootings that we've seen around the nation.
So the pace of change is really slow in any society. Mm-hmm. How do you stay engaged and enthusiastic when at this age in your lives, change in location for going from high school to college, change in the way you develop each year in school are all gaining a large part of your energy? How do you stay focused on this? Allie?
Yeah, I think this is something that's even beyond the scope of just high school and just us now. This is something that will be impacting our lives for many years to come, and we need to be ready and be engaged in it right now so that when we continue into our lives as adults, as voting members of our society, we need to be able to know what we stand for and continue this fight as we move forward.
Gavin, what do you want to see out of this march?
So at this march, first of all, last year we had about 1,000 people show up, and it was really impactful. We had horrible weather last year, mm-hmm. to see all of these people out trying to fight and advocate for the same reason. This year, as I said, we're trying to take a more local aspect on this march and rally. So something that would be important for us to see is for more youth to turn out at this event. We want to show that not only are we here trying to make sure that this stops happening, but we are there to help support and are willing to do what we can to limit the amount of shootings and gun violence happening.
And what is that on the local level?
So the local level, last year, I'm not for sure on how high in terms of our town's history, but it's been up there in the amounts of people that have been killed. And something that we are trying to do is not just limit gun violence, but also look at what high schoolers and people that graduate from high school, like somewhere between the 18 and 30-ish age range, to know that there is more to do. And like whether that's having certain activities for students to do after school, if they're not part of a club or a sport, trying to keep students engaged and realize that there's more to do and that, you know, taking a path or, you know, gun violence, like that's something that should not be motivated and that there are so many other options that students and young adults need to be able to see and be addressed.
One of the most pernicious and persistent factors that plays into gun violence is poverty. Mm-hmm. It's really hard to change that underlying condition of poverty. Right. Is that something that you're also focusing on?
Yeah, at this March for Our Lives, we actually have speakers who are talking about economics specifically and talking about how we can create avenues so that gun violence is less prevalent in our society as a whole.
Like who's speaking?
Yeah, for sure. So we have Mayor Terry Renner, who's speaking. Brandon Thornton, a teacher at BHS, is speaking. We also have members of Moms Demand Action, as well as Voices of Reason. And then D'Amica Kirkwood, who's the mother of Trevante Kirkwood, who was killed due to gun violence in our town, is also speaking. And then along with those adult members, we will also have several members of BNYA who will be getting up and speaking at this event as well.
Is it difficult to maintain momentum when people are graduating and going off to college year after year after year?
Yeah. So something that we've been trying to do in our group is to start different kind of outreach programs, reaching out to some of the junior high schools in town, as well as reaching out to some of the underclassmen in high schools. We want students to stay involved and engaged, whether it's through their schools, not in our school programs, and also coming to be part of BNYA, because we try to take a local aspect on the problems that a lot of students see every day on the news. And know that these issues are not just happening across the country, they're happening right here in Bloomington Normal. And trying to keep these younger students engaged and to know that they can be part of something big in what our group is something that we've been using as motivation and as ways to try to get people to join our group.
This is Sound Ideas. I'm Charlie Schlenker. We're talking with Allie Beam of U High and Gavin Cunningham of Normal Community West High School. Another aspect of gun violence is suicide. A lot of the fatalities in this nation every year, in fact, more than half of all those involved in gun violence are self-harm. Is that something you're focusing on?
Yeah, as far as our event is concerned, we don't have a specific speaker who's designated to that. However, we do recognize as a group and as a community that this is something that we are continuing to face. And as we look at gun violence as a whole, that's something that cannot go overlooked, mm-hmm. certainly.
And, I mean, looking at gun violence, when we talk about gun violence, I feel like a lot of time people just want to look at, like, homicides.
Yeah.
When people talk about background checks, that's not necessarily just looking at your past, like if you have a criminal history. It's also looking at aspects such as mental health and realizing that if you are not in a place of being able to possess a firearm, you shouldn't. And I feel like pushing for stronger background checks and locally and statewide and even nationwide is something that should be pushed to try to make sure that we can limit the amount of deaths that have come by suicide, and trying to have more different areas and programs that people, young adults and adults, can go to if they're feeling like, whether it be therapy or counseling, but to know that there's a different way out other than suicide and, of course, by gun violence.
Some of the highest profile shootings in the nation in the last year or two, and some of the ones that gained a lot of attention in Bloomington Normal, would not have been affected by better background checks or mandatory background checks. Republican Congressman Rodney Davis often makes that point in opposing some forms of gun legislation or firearm safety legislation. What do you say to people like Congressman Davis and to the general point about background checks aren't the panacea? They aren't the cure-all for everything.
Are you talking more about like weapons that aren't used, such as like AR-15s, like semi-automatic weapons,
or were people who access weapons regard outside the system?
Yeah. So I mean, like looking not necessarily even at the United States, looking at what happened in New Zealand, we saw someone who had legally purchased a weapon. I think it was a couple of weapons. They are both legal in New Zealand, and they would have been legal in the United States as well. And we saw 50 members of two different mosques in New Zealand be killed, and they were by legal weapons. And within 24 hours, New Zealand had already proposed a bill that would outlaw those kind of guns that were used. And while I'm not saying that we should for sure not outlaw like all kinds of weapons, because you know we do have that Second Amendment right to bear arms, I think that we need to look at the weapons that are used, and if we're looking at mass shootings, the weapons that are used that can kill a large mass of people at once, I think we need to take a second look at those kind of weapons that are being used.
Yeah, and if I can add on to that, gun legislation, specifically background checks as a whole, is not a cure-all solution. Yeah. We're not going to have one specific piece of legislation or one specific thing that we do in our society that's going to stop gun violence for us, because right now in the United States, it's such a prevalent issue that we're not going to be able to stop it with one thing. But it's about continuing that momentum and continuing that fight so that one day we will be able to say that we have a country where gun violence isn't something that people need to fear anymore.
Mm-hmm. Gavin, you mentioned the Second Amendment, so let's talk about the tension between the Second Amendment,
yep.
individual rights, and the collective right of society and mm-hmm. people to be safe. The Second Amendment obviously is not going to go away, nor should it.
Yep.
But where can the tension between the two goods be eased, and where is that center that can be addressed to make this problem better?
So I think the first step that needs to be taken, not necessarily just from the side that believes that we should not change any laws, but also the side on the people that believe that we should just eliminate guns. I think there needs to be a consensus in the middle where people can go that the reason this amendment was made is that so people can defend themselves. And I think it's important for both sides to look that people are not trying to do anything that will limit someone's personal security. And I think it's important for both sides to realize that by trying to work together instead of just yelling at each other across the aisle is a way that we can actually get progress made. Where
Absolutely.
If we have people listening to each other instead of trying to accuse the other of trying to take out parts of the Constitution, and just realize that this is the United States. We need to work together for progress to be made instead of just trying to force the other side into believing something that even isn't necessarily true.
We need to realize that responsible gun ownership is an ultimate goal.
Yeah.
And that even counter-protesters that we had at the March for Our Lives last year, many of them are responsible gun owners who are standing there counter-protesting because they think that we want to take their guns away from them. And that is never the goal. The goal is to encourage responsible gun ownership so that everyone who does own a gun knows how to use that gun and will not be using that to harm anyone else. We're specifically looking at this issue through a lens of peace, trying to have as much peace and as little violence in our society as possible. And that's how that end goal can come about.
A year and almost 2 months since mm-hmm. the Parkland
yeah.
shooting.
Yeah.
You're a year and almost 2 months into this life of activism.
Mm-hmm.
Where do you go next year? What do you do next year and the year after? What do you think, Gavin?
So for this issue specifically, or just
in a life of in a public life of civic engagement?
Yeah. So as Ali has mentioned, we're trying to focus on local problems that we think that we can help have a hand in to either fix or to help achieve. And obviously, this past year, we have seen a large number of people killed in our area due to gun violence. But we're much more than just worrying about, or not, I don't want to say worrying, but we're more than just working towards gun reform. We have different events that we've worked in the past, as Ali has mentioned before, and we're also trying to make our group more than just about gun reform. We're trying to take different focuses, such as working with the LGBT community. We're trying to start different outreach programs for different social or mental health. So this is more than just gun violence. And I think for coming years, we're going to try to continue this march. But especially after this past year of gun violence, we've definitely seen that there's still much more work to be accomplished.
Yeah, and the future of activism for any individual looks different. But looking at a specific focus on civic engagement is something that's really important. So beyond this year, soon all of us in our group will be able to vote, making sure that we are going out to the polls, even in seemingly small elections, that we are going out and making sure that our voice is heard is something that's extremely important as far as civic engagement is concerned. And then also going out to events, whenever something that you care about is being supported in an event, making sure that you're there with the other people who also support it, because more people together can make a larger change.
Mm-hmm.
And so making sure that you individually are engaged in that change is something that's really important for anyone as far as civic engagement is concerned.
Yeah.
One of the speakers at your march and rally on Friday is Mayor Terry Renner,
yeah.
who has said on our air that there are data to show that gun violence can be affected by such things as employment programs for low-income youth. Mm-hmm. Is that a cause that your group would like to get into in Bloomington Normal, or have you thought about that?
Yeah, so Ali had mentioned before, looking at the Youth Summit that we had a couple of members part of this past year, it was United Way, Not In Our Town, other groups trying to find a way to have some sort of area to help encourage youth, and looking at different programs, whether it be like internship programs or trying to help with college classes. But knowing that every single person in our community can be an important and beneficial person to helping Bloomington Normal and our state and nation thrive. And I think that we've paired with those groups in the past, and that we'll definitely continue doing that in the future.
Yeah, I'd say to answer your question, absolutely, that's something that we do want to focus on, because programs and things that can help lots of people in our community is always something that we would encourage as a group. But even beyond this, looking at specific incidents in our town, if we can have a more focused look at this on a local level, we can start to be thinking more about how we can make direct change for Bloomington Normal instead of just looking at it on a national scale. And obviously, to have this massive change, a lot of stuff will need to come from a national or statewide scale. But looking at what we can do as members of Bloomington Normal to try to make a change is something that is always encouraged.
A lot of times what people try to do, or maybe it's not even when they're aware, but they try to either say that it's gang violence or something like that. But, I mean, these are ordinary people that we're seeing who are getting shot. Like, D'Amica Kirkwood's son was, I believe she said, just walking home from work, mm-hmm. and he was shot. He was not part of, you know, gang violence and any of that stuff. And I think it's important for everyone to just take a step back and look that these are people. These are people that are just trying to live their lives who are just being gunned down.
Gavin Cunningham of Normal West and Ali Beam of U-High, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
I'm Charlie Schlenker.
The March for Our Lives rally will be Friday, 5 p.m., outside the McLean County Museum of History. This is Sound Ideas.